Hello, hello to my beautiful people all over the world. Yes, thanks for joining Cogitate Clear Mind Robustness. You're here with Tanya T on this good Wednesday. Today, we will be talking about anxiety and attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, which we all know as ADHD, correct? So how are my beautiful people doing today? Okay, so now let's jump right into this. Anxiety. Experiencing occasional anxiety is a normal part of life, right? However, people with anxiety disorders frequently have intense, excessive, and persistent worry and fear about everyday situations. Now, often anxiety disorders involve repeated episodes of sudden feelings of intense anxiety and fear or terror that reach a peak within minutes. And that also is called panic attacks, right? Now, these feelings of anxiety and panic interfere with daily activities, are difficult to control, are out of proportion to the actual danger, and can last a long time. You may avoid places or situations to prevent these feelings, right? Sometimes you be like, I don't want to go over there. I don't want to do this. Now, examples of anxiety disorders include generalized anxiety disorder, social anxiety, which is also social phobia, specific phobias, and separation anxiety disorder. Now, what are some symptoms? Common anxiety signs and symptoms include feeling nervous. How about restless or tense? Sweating. You may be trembling, feeling weak or tired, having difficulty controlling worry, having the urge to avoid things that trigger anxiety. Now, when shall you see a doctor? You feel like you're worrying too much and it's interfering with your work, your life, your relationships. You think your anxiety could be linked to a physical health problem. You feel depressed, have trouble with alcohol or drug use, because you know a lot of times we use alcohol and drugs to cope with life, right? Or have other mental health concerns along with anxiety. That's when you should seek a doctor. Now, what are some causes? The causes of anxiety disorders are not fully understood. Life experiences such as traumatic events appear to trigger anxiety disorders in people who are already prone to anxiety. Now, it could be from some medical issues. For some people, anxiety may be linked to an underlying health issue. Example of medical problems that can be linked to anxiety include heart disease, diabetes, thyroid problems, drug misuse, chronic pain, or irritable bowel syndrome. Now, what are some risk factors, guys? How about trauma? Children who endured abuse or trauma or witnessed traumatic events are at higher risk of developing an anxiety disorder at some point in their life, right? Now, stress buildup. A big event or a buildup of smaller stressful life situations may trigger excessive anxiety. Now, I'm going to give you an example. A death in the family. How about work stress or ongoing worry about finances? Yes, finances can cause anxiety as well. How about your personality? People with certain personality types are more prone to anxiety disorders than others. Now, let's talk about some things we can do to prevention. Now, there's no way to predict for certain what will cause someone to develop an anxiety disorder, right? But you can take steps to reduce the impact of symptoms if you're anxious. I want you to get help early. Stay active. Avoid alcohol or drug use, right? Alcohol and drug use can worsen your anxiety. What you guys think about that? Now, we talked about that anxiety piece. Do you guys want to give me any feedback? Talk to me now. So, do you agree, disagree? Okay, so now I'm going into ADHD. Now, what did we say ADHD was? Attention deficit. hyperactivity disorder, right? Now, that is a chronic condition including attention difficulty, hyperactivity, and impulsiveness. Do you guys know anyone like that, or is it you? Symptoms people may experience. How about on the behavior side? Impulsivity, irritability, lack of restraint, and fidgeting, right? You know how people get fidgety? Now, what about on the cognitive side? You might have difficulty focusing. You might be forgetful, right? Now, what are the moods for ADHD? Let's see. Sometimes we are excited. We have mood swings. Boredom kick in. You become angry for whatever reason, right? So now, the severity. Let's talk about the severity of ADHD. Although ADHD is well known as a condition that affects children, many adults also experience it, right? ADHD can be harmful to an individual's social relationships, work, and school performance, right? Because you're not focusing. You're all over the place. You can't sit down. You're not in the mood. You lack restraint. You can't focus, right? Now, tell me exactly how do people with ADHD cope? Y'all know I love coping skills. These coping skills is what Tanya love. Ah, yes. So now, how about working out? Working out is perhaps the most positive and efficient way to reduce hyperactivity, right? Now, me personally, I love the treadmill. And if we're not doing a treadmill, let's get us a little jogging. We can slow pace it or however. Now, why is ADHD so difficult to deal with? Well, for one, your nervous system is overwhelmed by life experiences because the intensity is so high. Do you guys agree, disagree, can care less? Talk to me. Tell me what are you thinking? Because I just want to make sure we all on the same page. There's so many different disorders out there in the world. And no matter what are you going through, I want us to be able to cope with it, right? Whether it's anxiety, whether it's ADHD, whether it's bipolar, schizophrenia, whatever it is, it's something out there to help you cope. Whether it's medications, exercise, diet, journaling. You know, I'm huge on journaling, right? Now, I want you guys to be good. And if you can't be good, I want you to be good at it. I thank you for joining Cogitate Clear Mind Robustness today. I want you guys to share out this podcast. I'll see you guys next week, Wednesday, 7:30 Eastern Time. Be blessed.